As the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts celebrates its 75th anniversary, it is more popular than ever. When the VMFA reopened after a lengthy $200 million renovation and expansion last year, they emerged as the 10th largest comprehensive art museum in the United States. VMFA director Alex Nargis says the renovation has allowed the museum to bring world-class exhibitions, including the recent Picasso exhibit.
That exhibition brought in 250,000 visitors. It produced a $30 million impact on the economy for Virginia. The thing that I like the best is that not only all of you came, but about 48% of our people were first-time visitors to the museum. 50,000 of our visitors, about a quarter, almost a quarter of those folks, came from the Washington, D.C. area. They braved 95. I mean, how many of us don't want to brave 95? But nearly 50,000 people came down the highway. I think Richmond is seeing its potential for the first time in its history. It's something that Thomas Jefferson in the 18th century saw when he put the Capitol up on the hill. You look at what's happening with VCU, with the performing arts. This is about as hopping a place as you could ask for.
The VMFA is now open 365 days a year, and admission is free of charge. While Nargis says this has boosted attendance, there is still room for growth. He encourages everyone to bring a friend. Nargis says there is plenty for local art lovers to look forward to.
One of the other things we're doing is we're making it exclusive. When we opened up with the Tiffany Show, that exhibition, which we helped to curate with the museum in Montreal, the Museum of Fine Arts, was Paris, Montreal, and then Richmond. The Maharaja Show that's coming up was London, Toronto, San Francisco, Richmond. In a couple of weeks, we're opening a show called Mummy, Secrets of the Tomb. This is a little different than anything we've done because you start the exhibition with a 20-minute 3D movie that literally takes you inside, using the latest in science, inside a mummy. I mean, it's absolutely dazzling.
For those who have yet to visit, Nargis says the VMFA has something for everyone.
We have the best collection of Fabergé outside of Russia, the best collection of Art Nouveau furniture and decorative arts outside of Paris and Nancy, France. Our collections of African art, which we have some 500 or 600 on view, are among the best in the United States today. But then our American painting collection, our contemporary and modern, our 21st century collections. I literally could go on for half an hour because we have one of the great collections in America and really one of the better collections of art in the world when you look across the globe and you look across time.
Alex Nargis has served as director of the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts for 6 years. He previously served as the director and CEO of the Dayton Art Institute in Ohio, and before that as director of the Mississippi Museum of Art. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Richmond.